This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
With all possible respect to Jay Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, because saving a cratering American economy is no easy thing, right? But with all respect, the time, 10-ish weeks into this thing, has come to say, all right, show me what you got. And we say that because Mr. Powell has, in television interviews and congressional testimony, made clear that he believes Congress, while already having done a lot of rescue work, should do more. But he has also said Mr. Powell has, what, us? The Fed? Oh, we're not going to run out of ammunition. In more proper actual Fed speak yesterday, Mr. Powell told the Senate Banking Committee the Fed is, quote, committed to using our full range of tools to support the economy in this challenging time, end oh, quote. So, those tools, what might they be? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Think of the Fed like a plumber. Its job is to make sure money keeps flowing through the U.S. financial system. When the system gets clogged by, say, a pandemic, the Fed whips out its monetary policy wrenches and drain reamers to unclog the flow of money, make it cheaper and less risky to borrow and lend. That's what the Fed did in mid-March when it cut interest rates to zero, says Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial.
And that was really key to preventing panic because of what it said, that the central bank was not going to let a crisis happen.
Since then, the Fed's kept money flowing by adjusting banking rules, buying up treasury and mortgage bonds. And the list goes on, says Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
So the stock, bond markets, credit markets broadly are functioning well. And they still have some more room to maneuver here if they need to.
Zandi says the Fed could backstop the mortgage market as more homeowners delay monthly payments, and it could buy more and riskier corporate bonds to keep credit flowing. And the Fed is about to get money out to small and mid-sized businesses through its new Main Street lending facility. But one thing the Fed can't do, says Zandi, is pump money directly into the economy.
To get things going again, now that people have lost a lot of jobs, people are very nervous, a lot of uncertainty, and that's more difficult for the Fed.
The central bank could try to help Americans more directly, says MIT economist Deborah Lucas.
What's called helicopter money. They could print money and they could distribute it to households.
But she says that would be risky and would require the Fed to manipulate the money supply and banking system in ways it never has before. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.